Town Brewery regular meeting for December 10th, 2012. Come to order, please turn off the silence and electronic devices. Mr. O'Leary, would you lead us in a pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Lennon.
Here.
Councilmember Blakelock.
Here.
Councilmember A. Bear.
Here.
Councilmember Andre.
Here.
Councilmember Easter.
Here.
Attorney Costa.
Here.
Mayor Norman.
Here. Tonight, we have Ms. Kathy Stewart here with the West Baton Rouge Chamber of Commerce, here to give the annual report that she gives to us. Kathy, you can step to the podium.
You came in, Mayor. I passed out a good folder to you and to the council members, and want to just give you very briefly, even though you have a full agenda this evening. First, I'd like to say that the Chamber would like to recognize and thank Brewley for our partnership and for our economic endeavors that we do together. You have a very active mayor, and we appreciate all that he does in participating, especially through our education committee, which he's very passionate about education in our communities and the parish. And I want to thank you, Mayor, for attending our meetings on a regular basis. Chamber has been very active and very busy working on economic development. We are charged with doing economic development for the parish and for the local municipalities because of funding that we do receive from you all and the other local townships of Fort Allen and Addis and the West Baton Rouge Parish Council as well. In your folder, you'll see some information I prepared for you, and what I'd like to give you is a current update on economic development projects that we are working on the left-hand side and the binder. Projects are codenamed because we have a high level of confidentiality with site selectors and prospects that we work with. So you'll see that there's a name beside them just to keep it, because we have confidentiality with them. Project Hill, the parish president and I are working on together. It's a very big project for the parish. We hope to have an announcement about the project first quarter of 2013. The project has a projection of $20 to $25 million, and it is crude oil related. We had hoped, the company had hoped to have everything finalized with the property owners to be able to make an announcement in December, but it looks like after meeting with Union Pacific Railroad, they're going to need additional property, so they're not going to be able to make that announcement until first quarter of 2013. They're not quite sure yet the number of new jobs that will be available to our parish, but they said as soon as they finalize their expansion needs with Union Pacific, they'll be able to let us know. The next project, Project Croesus, is a switchgrass project. Switchgrass grows and looks similar to sugarcane. It grows not quite as tall as sugarcane, and the root on it is about like this. Switchgrass is a new renewable fuel that the United Kingdom is looking at, and a prospect came representing a company from the United Kingdom. It grows year-round. It does. We thought maybe we could rotate it around sugarcane, the window of sugarcane, but it is an annual crop. So they're interested in being near the port, so they're looking at a site to build a mill, and they're looking at pasture land with primarily an emphasis on Point Coupee now, because all of our properties, primarily properties used for sugarcane harvesting. And I will update you on that. We don't have anything new on that, except we've met with the prospect, not anybody from the United Kingdom, but we've met with the site selector twice from St. Louis. And the next project is Project MBLD. It's a current business in the parish with a huge expansion need. We're currently working with LED, Louisiana Economic Development, and BRAC, Baton Rouge Area Chamber. Because of our resources are limited and our size of our staff, we work very closely with the Baton Rouge Area Chamber on our joint economic development projects. They have the resources and staff that we don't have, and they also sign a confidentiality agreement. We do work not only just for our parish, but also in the region, the nine parish regions which we are part of, That's Ascension Livingston, East and West Feliciana, St. Helena, Point Capit, Iberville, and us makes up that region, just to update you on that. The next area that we're working on, and the project MBLD, their expansion needs, they're landlocked where they are. They need more space. And we're looking at similar new facilities that they have built in Houston and Dallas to see if we can recreate that here in our parish for them. The next item is certified sites. This is something that I hope that you've heard about. And also in the folder are some press releases with the run in the local newspaper. And on the last one is parish announces first certified site. Our first certified site is 200 acres in Port Allen off of Court Street. It's tagged the All-Star property because the Matt McKay family owns that piece of property. But what certified site means in a nutshell is that a certified site has been run through the mill, all the pipeline, utilities, anything you want to know about a piece of property, all the information is on it. A lot of times when we get these requests for projects from the State Department of Economic Development, we only have 46 hours to turn this project around with all this information. And having a certified site means that the property owner is shovel ready to go. And we have all of the permitting and everything's ready to go. That's a big push from LED and BRAC right now, and we're currently working on other properties and property owners to educate them on what this program is and how it works and what they can do to see if they're interested in participating in it with us. Something new that the Chamber's working on that we're real excited about, and we hope to have more local participation this year on this new project with real estate. We have a lot of commercial realtors in our parish that do not know, they're from Baton Rouge and they don't really know our west side. So we thought what we would do is have a real estate trends on the west side, similar to what they do in Baton Rouge in April, and have ours either at the end of first quarter or the beginning of second quarter, and invite them and educate them. This is what we have to offer in our parish. This is who you need to go see at the local municipalities to get your permitting, to get things done, and offer it to them in a seminar so that we know who they are and they know who we are, instead of trying to eliminate a lot of steps and headaches that could be, and also to let our property owners know that we're here to assist them with tax credits and incentives from the state and local needs. That's my economic development report. The second page is just information on the Chamber that I wanted to share with you. The town of Greeley is a member of the Chamber, but we'd like to invite each one of you to join individually. Gives you a rundown on some activities that we have planned for next year. And then also in the folder that I'm leaving for you, this top page, first page, is our page. It's in the regional guide. It's printed every year in the Baton Rouge Business Report. And I highlighted on there that you will see there were 100,000 of these copies made. We use these for economic development and send them to site selectors. That Brulee's website is listed on here. And I highlighted that on there for you. And then, as I said, the rest are current press releases of information that's run in the local newspaper. Another thing that's just recently has happened, you've heard about our test scores from the State Department of Education, and our parish has scored very, very well, in particularly Brulee schools. When we are calling on prospects and new businesses, that's the first thing they ask, what's your education like in your school system? Because if I'm moving families and project managers here from Mobile, Montgomery, Dallas, Fort Worth, what are your schools like? And they want to know what our test scores are like. And we have a really great success story to tell about our schools and our school systems. And I'll take any questions, or that's all that I have. And I thank you very much for this opportunity.
Questions? Comments? Well, I have a comment. So for those of you that are not familiar with history of the Chamber, the Chamber Executive Director job has been a revolving door, had been a revolving door for many years. And I'm not a big fan of search committees and things like that, but they did a big search and a bunch of interviews and came up with Kathy. And I'm going to tell you, as an observer, this lady is a great asset to West Baton Rouge. She has unlimited energy. She has the political savvy to get things done. She can put two and two together. and she is extremely positive, and she is a diplomat, ambassador, I should say, for West Baton Rouge. And I want you to know how much we really, how much my observation, the town people, that really appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you.
You're doing a great job. Appreciate it.
Our team is very excited about our partnership. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Let's see, where are we? Approval of minutes of regular meeting of November 12th. Is there any corrections, or do I hear a motion? Moved by Mr. Andre.
Second.
Second by Mr. Geisler. All those in favor say aye. Oh, any comments from the public? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Public Works, I'm not aware of anything needs to be talked about. Planning and zoning, I'm not aware of anything. There's two, at least a couple items on the agenda for the 26th that I'm aware of. Maybe more. Next item is Finance Committee, consider liquor licenses. There are five people who applied, and do I hear a motion to accept them? Moved by second, Mr.
Somebody.
All those in favor say aye. Oh, never mind. Hold up. Any comments from the audience? Hearing no comments, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Next is consider the Louisiana compliance questionnaire. Every year we fill it out. Debbie fills it out. The council members each got a copy. But we did not find out until after the committee meetings that our new auditor recommends that the council approve it, or was that just approves it. So that's why it's on the agenda. We had no one last Monday that it would be, but you all got a copy of it. And for those of you in the audience who don't know, it's just they ask you what's the name of your town, what's your population, what else? Budget?
Just that you're in compliance.
In compliance. You check off boxes to say that you don't do this and you do that and all that. So it's something we have to do every year for the auditor. So. But in the past, we haven't been getting the council to approve it, have we?
No.
So we were supposed to be doing that. So with that, do I hear a motion?
Move.
Mr. Andre, second, Mr. O'Lynn. Any comments from the audience? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it.
Mayor.
Yo.
How are they coming on our audit? We've got less than 20 days. It has to be submitted by the end of the year, right?
The 22nd. And will be completed on the 22nd.
They are very aware of the deadline. They will meet the deadline. We chose, I guess you'd say I chose, to wait and have the exit at the January meeting, since it was kind of, you know. In other words, I didn't want to have the exit before they actually completely finished it and had it signed off. But they're going through their supervisors review and stuff, but they guaranteed us that we will comply with what's required by the state.
We have to request an extension if they don't. It's not committed by.
We don't want to do that.
Yeah.
And we want it done because it messes up our system. We can't close out the numbers and it's kind of messed up. But anyway, we'll get there. We'll deal with it. But that's a good question. Personnel committee. Consider 2013 holiday schedule. We went over it last week. If any additional comments or suggestions, I think we're, as far as we know, we'll be with it. Very emotional. Second, Mr. O'Lynn. Any comments from the audience? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Recreation Committee, reappointment of Landmark and Heritage Commission board members and advisory board members.
This is just technicality because when we amended the ordinance of the Landmark and Heritage Commission a couple of years ago and added two more members, they have seven members, we made the terms effective until the end of December 2012. So this is just a technicality. We hold the members and each one wants to remain on the commission. And the three advisory board members also wish to continue serving. So I move that we...
But I put you on the spot, can you name them?
Yeah. We have Jim Rills, Henry Sonia, Margaret Canella, Rose Jackson, Shirley Jordan, Sarah Grady and Billy Bourgeois for the voting members. And our advisory members are Kevin Durbin, Brian Falcon, and Billy Abayer, Billy Beaufort Abayer Jr.
You get an A.
Thank you.
And you made a motion to...
I made a motion that we...
Reappoint.
Reappoint those people.
Second.
Second, Mr. Neesler. Any discussion? Any comments from the audience? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Police committee, I'm not aware of anything. Governmental affairs committee? No, I'm not aware of anything. Consideration of vetoed ordinances, I vetoed none. Hearing and final action on ordinances, we have none in the consideration. Introduction of ordinances. Appreciate someone introducing ordinance, therefore deal with permanent part-time employees. By Ms. Bourgeois, introduce Ms. Bourgeois. Okay, resolutions and accommodations, none. Department reports, fire department first.
Department report for November. We had first aid calls inside the town, 10, outside the town, 14, five public assist fires. We had none in the town, one outside the town, three odor investigation, one motor vehicle fire, four motor vehicle crashes, three mutual aids to Addis, which was motor vehicle crash, two EMS. Total for the month, 41. Total for the year, 362. We're going to bust 400 for the first time in 8 years.
I was about to say, because last year, we've been in the 360s for a few years in a row.
This year, we've been having those 5 and 6 call days instead of just the 1 and 2.
That's great. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Police department.
Month of November, we had 7 wrecks, 4 thefts. One was an employee stealing from Bayou Bistro. Another was an employee stealing from Family Dollar. Then we had an iPad and a cell phone theft at the high school amongst the students. One resident alone, 4 juvenile matters, 4 traffic arrests, 14 miscellaneous calls consisting of stalled vehicle, dog bite, missing driver's license, improper telephone communication, a suspicious person. We had 149 citations for the month, 199 violations.
Okay. Any questions or comments? Thank you, Chief. Correspondence. I have a very important piece of correspondence to go with. This is a serious meeting. What are you doing left? They'll be already counsel.
Cox.
The Honorable Joey Norman address, by the way. Dear Mayor Norm, I am writing you to inform you of a situation regarding programming on Cox Cable System serving the Baton Rouge area. Under federal law, Cox is required to obtain permission from broadcast stations to provide their signals to the Cox Cable lineup. We are in the midst of negotiations with Raycom Media, owner of WAB and WBXH, for the rights to continue to carry a signal, also known as retransmission consent. But our carriage rate rights with WAB currently expire at 11:59 p.m. December 31st. WAB is the CBS affiliate that also carries Bounce TV. WBXH is my network affiliate. As you are aware, we are required by law to notify customers any change in the lineup. Although we are optimistic that the parties will reach an agreement prior to it, is an abundance of caution we notify our customers of a possible loss of WAB.
No.
Telling you, man, this is big stuff. I would be crushed if Cox would not be able to carry Channel 9 and people would all get off of Cox. I would be crushed. Okay. Next is Mayor's report. Wayne asked me. Well, I'm so upset about Cox losing WLB. I mean, it's shaking me to the teeth.
You have a post-traumatic stress.
Tell Wayne tomorrow too.
They might file a suit against us.
I don't have any comment. Our maintenance supervisor asked that we put in the minutes and make special note of thanks to Mr. Darryl Ricard. Darryl Ricard works for Entergy, and Wayne wrote him an email. We had several poles in the town where the electricity didn't make it up to the top, so we couldn't put our Christmas lights. And in the past, they've given us a cold shoulder basically said, well, whatever, we'll get to it when we can, because, you know, they don't make any money off of it anyways. Basically, free electricity. But he came out, he fixed them all, so all of our Christmas lights are working, and he was very helpful and very prompt, so I'd like to offer him a thanks from the town. And the only other item I have is tonight is the last meeting for two of our council members, Mr. Landis Abear and Mr. Thomas O'Lynn. This is the end of my third term, and I have, to this date, been, that people really have provided me with, in the town, with very, very good representation from our council. And this, these two guys are no exception. They've done a great job, very attentive to what's going on with the town. Landis spends a lot of time in office telling me that 90% of the time I do a good job. And I would like, on behalf of the citizens in the town, in the position that I have as a spokesman, I would like to thank you all for your service to the town and express our appreciation to you.
Thank you.
Remarks of personal privilege, anyone? Yes, sir.
You have an item I'd like to talk to you about? Do I come up
be
here?
Be privately?
No, do I come up here?
No, you need to come to the podium.
Okay. Just a paperwork for you. And I'll need a timer, I need 1 minute.
Okay.
1 minute.
Hey, I didn't say anything.
My name is Richard Abear. I own property at 395 Highway 1 North in Brule. It's known as Lot 8. I'm representing myself, my brother Gordon Abear, and my nephew Michael Abear. They are my adjacent landowners next to me. And I'm here in reference to a Lot 8 that I purchased earlier this year from Union Texas Products. It's an old issue, but I want the town to look into it and give me an answer on it. On 9/21 of 98, which nobody was here at the time, Lot B that belonged to my brother Gordon, it was surveyed and subdivided to Lot B1 and B2. And the surveyor doing the work on that job was Woody Trish. At the time of the survey of Lot B, my brother Gordon that he was doing, Mr. Trish added a 25-foot servitude of passage across Lot A, which I now own, which y'all aware of, I bought this year. Gordon Abear has no knowledge on whose authority Mr. Trish used to put this right-of-way on my lot. The Union Texas Products never hired Mr. Trish to put the servitude across my property. Had my attorney do 20 years of paperwork, there's no documentation authorizing the servitude of passage across my property. This just came up January this year when I bought the property. And all I'm asking is, does the town of Brule approve the subdivision of Lot B into B1 and B2? I feel that the town of Brule should have this error corrected on the survey, since they should not have approved the unauthorized to change in Lot 8, which was made by Mr. Woody Trish. That lot wasn't being surveyed, but on the survey, he changed it, and he put a 25-foot servitude of passage, and the town of Brule approved it. They approved the whole plot. And I just need somebody to look into that and get that part of it correct and get off the property for me.
All right, this is the first I've seen it.
Oh, yes, no rush. I want y'all to just look into it.
Take a look at it. We'll talk to Tom about it.
As soon as y'all can find out about it. So.
Okay.
That's all of that. Thank you.
Take 5 minutes. That's good.
210.
210, okay. Anybody else? Remarks of personal privilege? Anyone? Anyone? Okay. Announcements. Arbor Day ceremony is on the 12th at 10 a.m. That's Wednesday, right? Yeah. Town hall will be closed December 24th and 25th. Planning zoning meeting is December 26th at 6:30. Town hall will be closed January 1st. Town surplus auction will be January 5th at the Old Brule Maintenance Barn at 10 a.m. And with that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move
to adjourn.
When is the swearing in?
Oh.
January 3rd,
I forgot.
January 3rd,
16. I should have had that on the announcement. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Move.
Mr. O'Lynn. Second by Mr. Abear. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed nay.
That's wrong, Mr.
Well, I got a direct. Oh, yeah, man.